This is Scale to Fit, fitting your 50s. Restarting exercising and feeling like a rookie at the age of over 50. With Marco Lindgren.
One of my favorite training methods that often gets overlooked is bodyweight training. It is super easy to start with. You have all the equipment you need with you all the time. It is flexible and versatile. You can go as hard or as easy as you want. Even if you go to the gym, bodyweight training adds some variety to your routine, and then there is something really satisfying in using your own body as the ultimate piece of exercise equipment. Bodyweight training is exactly what it sounds like. It's using your own body weight as resistance instead of dumbbells, barbells, or machines. It is push-ups, squats, planks, and lunges. It is the oldest form of strength training in the book, and it still works. The beauty is in its simplicity. No equipment, no gym membership, no catching the fitness class on time, and definitely no excuses about not having the right gear. Your body is literally all you need. And what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. Bodyweight training offers some impressive benefits. It improves functional fitness, muscle strength and reduces inflammation, supporting daily activities and overall health. You can expect better aerobic capacity and core muscles endurance, as well as higher, lower body power. Then what makes bodyweight training special? So the functional strength gets better because the movements are actually from real-life activities. When you master a bodyweight squat, you are literally training your body to get up from chairs, climb stairs, and pick things up from the floor more easily. The bodyweight exercises combine cardiovascular and strength benefits. Unlike isolated weight training, the exercises often work multiple muscle groups simultaneously, giving you a cardio workout while building strength. Regular bodyweight training reduces chronic low-grade inflammation, which is associated with many age-related health issues. Bodyweight exercises are joint-friendly when done correctly. They are gentler on your joints than heavy weightlifting. You are working within your body's natural range of motion. And at least for me, the convenience factor is a clear benefit. No commute to the gym, no waiting for equipment, no monthly fees. You can work out anywhere, anytime. And then, of course, it is progressive and scalable. Nobody can claim that bodyweight training isn't challenging enough. From beginner push-ups against a wall to advanced single-arm variations, there's always a way to make it harder. Is bodyweight training, then, as effective as lifting weights? The answer is, it depends on your goals. Bodyweight training is better for functional movement patterns. It improves balance and coordination, and when starting out, it has a lower risk of injury. And as already discussed, it is more convenient to get into and definitely more cost-effective. Also, for muscular endurance, bodyweight training trumps weightlifting. Weightlifting, on the other hand, is easier to train and overload progressively for pure strength gains. You can add or reduce weights and have more precise control over resistance levels. That makes it better for building muscle mass rather than endurance. And when combined with different machines, weight training offers a wide variety of options for isolating specific muscle groups. The best thing, though, is that they complement each other beautifully. In this fitness war, you don't have to choose sides.
Yes!
If you are a grown-up, thinking about starting bodyweight training, that is a smart move. But there are some things to keep in mind. Start slower than you think you need to. You might remember being able to knock out 50 push-ups in high school, but your joints have different ideas now. Begin with modified versions and build up gradually. Prioritize form over reps. Quality beats quantity every time, but this becomes even more critical as we grow up. One perfect push-up is worth more than 10 sloppy ones. I know I still have work to do on this aspect. Focus on mobility first. Before jumping into intense workouts, spend time on gentle stretching and mobility work. Make your moves with a full range of motion, from the beginning to the end, with some assistance if needed. Your body needs to move well before it can move often. Start with exercises that are easy on the joints. wall push-ups before floor push-ups, chair-assisted squats before full squats. And listen to your body. Recovery takes longer for us grown-ups. If something doesn't feel right, don't push through it. Pain is not weakness. It is your body asking for attention and probably rest. And mind your balance. Balance becomes increasingly essential as we grow older. Include exercises that challenge your stability, like single leg stands or modified planks.
The good to know corner.
Push-ups in the living room are a bodyweight exercise, but there is a lot more to it. Proper bodyweight training covers 5 key movement patterns, which, by the way, are the same for weight training as well.
1.
Push movements. Your push-ups, dips, eventually handstand push-ups, if you ever want to get that far. These build your chest, shoulders, and triceps like nothing else.
2.
Pull movements as a countermeasure. Pull-ups, chin-ups, inverted rows. If you can't do a pull-up yet, start with negative pull-ups or rubber band-assisted pull-ups and progress from there.
3.
Squats and lunges. Bodyweight squats, lunges front and back, glute bridges. The ultimate goal would be the pistol squat, a single-leg squat that'll humble anyone.
4.
Close to the squats are the hip hinge movements like good morning, hip thrusts, and single-leg deadlift. They involve bending forward at the hips while keeping the back straight, essentially pushing the hips backward and hinging at the hip joint.
5.
Core stability. Planks, leg raises, mountain climbers. Real core training isn't about crunches, it's about teaching your trunk to stabilize while you move. And then last, full body integration brings all the movement patterns together in burpees, bear crawls, and crab walks. They might look silly, but they hit muscles you didn't know you had. Take push-ups. You might start with wall push-ups, then incline push-ups against, for example, a park bench, then knee push-ups, then standard push-ups, then diamond push-ups, then decline push-ups, then archer push-ups, and eventually one-arm push-ups. Each step builds the strength for the next one. Of course, you can increase reps from 8 to 10 and then to 15. You can add sets or you can decrease the rest time between sets. You can also change the tempo. Try doing a push-up where you take 3 seconds to lower down, pause for a second at the bottom, then push up. That standard push-up just became way harder. Once you have built a solid foundation, the training gets really exciting. Handstands and handstand push-ups. Imagine doing a push-up while balancing upside down. Muscle-ups are when you pull yourself up and over a bar in one fluid motion. The human flag, where you hold yourself horizontally off a vertical pole, is probably one of the coolest looking exercises in existence. It takes incredible core and back muscle strength, but it doesn't have to be your goal. Keep it simple. 3 to 4 sessions per week. Hit all 5 movement patterns each time. Start with 2-3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Once you can nail the upper end with perfect form, progress to the next variation or add more volume. You can find an example program in the show notes. Consistency beats perfection. 20 minutes 3 times a week will get you further than epic sessions you can't sustain. Another way to find a suitable program is to use an app. There's a plethora of mobile apps that promise incredible results in a short time, and they are just that, not credible. My advice is to stay away from those apps, especially if the monthly fee is higher than a couple of cups of coffee. My favorite app, on the other hand, which I turn to with my bodyweight program, is Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Pump app, and there's a link to the app on the show notes. With bodyweight training, you are not just building strength, you are developing coordination, balance, and movement quality. A pistol squat isn't just to show off leg strength, it is mobility, stability, and body awareness all rolled into one. Plus, your own private gym is always open. No equipment, no excuses, just you and gravity figuring things out together. There's always another level to unlock. Start with the basics, trust the progression, and stay consistent. Your future self doing muscle-ups will thank you.
The good to know corner.
The most common mistake is people jumping into advanced routines because bodyweight training looks easy. So start carefully. There's no shame in using modifications. they are not stepping stones to real exercises. They are real exercises that happen to be appropriate for your current fitness level. Don't focus only on strength. Remember flexibility and balance work. These become increasingly important over time. Your fitness journey is unique. Don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle. Just show up. While bodyweight training can take you far, there might come a time when you want to add external resistance, although it's not necessary. A good point to get some extra weight could be when you can easily perform 15 to 20 reps of an exercise, advanced variations are a breeze, or you have a specific strength goals that require heavier resistance, or then you want to target particular muscle groups more precisely.
Yes!
And as with any physical exercise, stop and consult a healthcare professional if you experience chest pain or shortness of breath, dizziness or lightheadedness, joint pain that persists after exercise, or any pain that gets worse during movement. Bodyweight training isn't just a consolation prize for people who can't afford a gym membership. It is an effective and sustainable way to build strength, improve function, and enhance your quality of life, especially when you are growing up. The best exercise program is the one you will actually stick with. If bodyweight training fits your lifestyle, preferences, and goals, then it might be just the perfect for you. Remember, you don't need to be perfect, you just need to start and show up. Your body is incredibly adaptable, and it's never too late to begin treating it with the respect and care it deserves. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can, and your future self will thank you.
Weekly challenge.
Pick one exercise from each category we talked about. Maybe start with wall push-ups, assisted squats, holding onto something, and plank hold, and some inverted rows if you can find a way to do them. Do those 3 to 4 times a week for a couple of weeks. Focus on perfect form rather than grinding out reps. Once those feel easy, progress to the next level or add more reps. Go and have a look at the exercise program in the show notes and include it in your routine. After that, keep moving and remember what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. Remember to consult with your healthcare provider before beginning any new exercise program, especially if you have existing health conditions or haven't exercised regularly. This was Scale to Fit, Fit in Your 50s with Marko Lindgren. All sounds are made by me. Send us your feedback via email at feedback@scale2.fit or visit podchaser.com/scale2fit to leave a rating. Don't forget to check the show notes at scale2.fit. All the links are there. Thank you for tuning in.